It's funny because, you know, when I put it on my Twitter, I lost like 500 followers. So, but, you know, honestly, it's the NFC North. You know, I'm very familiar with this division, with the teams in this division. So, and, you know, it's kind of icing on the cake that we get a chance to play Chicago, too. So I'm just happy and I'm grateful and I'm humbled to be here.
How much of a relief is it after, like you said, 10, 12 weeks, being kind of on the beach? You get that call. That call comes. You're like, all right.
You know, it's been tough, but, you know, my family supported me and tried to keep me strong. You know, there was times where I just didn't think it was going to work out. And, you know, it might be time to move on and do something else. But, you know, I've always had faith in my ability to play this game. And I just waited for the phone call. And I know whenever I get that opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it.
It's not the first time you've worked out for them, right? You had worked out for the Packers before. When was it?
Yeah, I worked out with them mid-season last year when I got released by the Bears. And, you know, it didn't work out. And then, you know, I ended up going back to the Bears after New York. But, you know, Green Bay, I played up here a bunch of times. The fans are great, you know what I mean? It is a little bit colder out here, but, you know, being in the Windy City for 4 years, I'm kind of get used to it. So I'm just happy to be here, man.
You're confident you could make a difference on such a quick turnaround, whether it be just special teams? I mean, they need
some. Well, you know, I always feel like my ability, you know, I always feel like I can make a difference no matter where I'm at. But, you know, I'm not really worried about that right now. When my number's called, I'll be ready, whether that's this week, next week, or any of the weeks following. So I'm just trying to fit in right now. You know, I just want to get to know the teammates, get to know the organization, get in my playbook, and just get ready because, you know, if they do call me, I want to be able to step up.
How many teams have they been trying to latch on with this year? A lot of teams brought you?
Yeah, I worked out for about three teams, you know, Dallas, Cleveland, and Carolina. Unfortunately, none of those worked out, but, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and it's just, like I said, it's just icing on the cake that I get to stay in the NFC North and you know, a division and a team I'm very familiar with. So I'm just happy and blessed to be here. A person in my position, I'm always on audition. You know, I'm, you know, undrafted, you know, been kind of the guy who wasn't supposed to be on the team. So, you know, I think if you go out there and perform like, you know, you're trying to keep a job, it can only help you get better as a football player and help our team get better. So, you know, four-game audition, one-game audition, doesn't matter. I'm going to get my best.
Practice kickoff returns at all today?
Yeah, I did multiple special teams today. You know, just I don't know all the schemes and things yet, but you know, like I said, I'm just trying to figure out what they want me to do, and once I kind of know my role, then I can kind of embrace it a little bit better. So I'm just here to get better, man.
So you'd be open to returning kickoffs if they asked you to do that?
I'd be open to mowing the lawn if they wanted me to do that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been out of football for, you know, 11 weeks now, so you know, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to mope about it. You know what I mean? I want to be here, and I want to help this team any way I can. So whatever they ask, I'll be ready.